That's some good singing. Glad to be in church again this afternoon. I like it. That's a good meal. The only thing is, do we need to move around a little more? I don't know. By the way, I did tell some folks one night, I said, you know, the peace of the Lord is supposed to be in the sanctuary, and it never offends me, you know, if somebody falls asleep. I don't like snoring particularly, but if someone falls asleep, and I said, if, you know, so maybe you don't find the peace of the Lord out there, or maybe it's not in your home, so if you find it in here and you fall asleep, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all. I won't be like that preacher that threw the Bible and hit that one guy that fell asleep, and he said, brother, if you can't hear the word, you can feel it. But I won't do that. But I was in a church and I said that about you could fall asleep, and this one guy, God is my witness, he took his shoes off and laid down in the pew. So, I mean, if you want to do it, it didn't hurt my feelings. I just thought, well, he really took it to heart, you know, and did that. So, anyway, we'll just all worship the Lord together, and definitely, you know, if we don't praise him, what the Bible said, the rocks will. I don't want them doing my job. This world is not my home, and I'm just a passing through, and my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? Beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Saints in glory land, they are shouting victory. Yes, I'm gonna join that band and live eternally. Open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Yes, if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? And the angels beckon me from heaven's open door. It's in you, Lord, it's in you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord, and my strength is in you, Lord, and my hope is in you, Lord, it's in you. Come on, sing it with me. My life is in you, Lord. My life is in you, Lord, and my strength is in you, Lord, and my hope is in you, Lord, it's in you, it's in you. Yes, my life is in you, Lord, and my strength is in you, Lord, and my hope, it's in you, Lord, it's in you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. Will you do it? And I will praise you with all of my strength. hope's in you. Ask again, just, I know I asked a little different atmosphere, not crowd-wise, just, I'm just wondering about the sound. Is this too loud? It's all right? Give me one of those if it's okay. Doing good? Well, I want one from you, Brother Avi, but if you say that, that's good. He's giving me one. I'm thinking, well, you're in control. But I do appreciate that. I've had people ask me, so why do you spend so much time on that? Well, I remember reading a story about Jesus going to a well once. For one lady. He said, I must needs go this way. That's why this is not, you know, the church is not a democracy. You know that, don't you? This is a theocracy. One is as important as the whole. That's why when one hurts, we're all supposed to feel. When one hurts, we help, you know, I mean, that's what we're supposed to be, knit together in the love of Jesus. What? Not just so we can be lovey-dovey, that we can go forward as a solid front, tearing down the strongholds of the enemy. Now, I love camp meeting. I'm a little puzzled because when I was a kid, when we had camp meeting, by the way, I'm getting to do a little camp meeting in the church here in September, and I love this, indoor camp meeting. Well, I'm with you because when we were kids, the reason we had tent meetings and stuff is that we didn't have air conditioning. And, you know, and so it was actually cooler outside. But now we've got this beautiful sanctuary and I'm just thinking, wow, why would I want to go out there? And, you know, of course we did have some fun. In fact, I was in a group back then. We were little kids and that's when people dressed. And I don't mean this. I'm happy with the way you're dressed. Don't take offense to that. I'm just saying, in fact, one of the girls this morning, I got a kick out. She had a nice dress on and Converse tennis shoes. I thought that was fantastic. You know, but I'm saying, so I'm not saying everything changes. Change is inevitable except from a vending machine. I'll wait till the jokes get to you. But I sang in a group. We used to dress, you know, had little suits on, but we didn't want to mess up our shoes. So we were ahead of our time. We wore tennis shoes. And we were called the Tennis Shoe Trio. And we'd sing songs like Idle Hands, so many Idle Hands. Remember that? Idle Hands. Some of those old songs. But I love camp meeting. And so this next song is it's a camp meeting type song. And if you were a drummer at camp meeting, you only had to know one beat. And I'm telling you, we worshiped, we danced around, and you could go for 40 minutes with that one beat. Now, I put a nickel in this thing, and I'm expecting it to play for a little while on this little drum machine. So this is a little camp meeting song, but it's a mixture of some new and some old. So I just want you to follow me back. The only thing that we don't have is sawdust. Okay, so if you can picture yourself at camp meeting, and I know that this isn't good English, but, you know, here in Oklahoma, we're not known for that anyway, are we? And I don't mean that bad. I'm just saying, but you can communicate quite well. So if I say, there ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord, I think you know what I mean. All right, you ready for a little camp meeting? There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Well, being in His presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. No, there ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Now you think you can do that without the words up here? I think you can. Come on, help me out a little bit. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Where being in His presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Was a widow woman who had lost her only son. Jesus said to her, fear not, He knew what must be done. He said, arise to the young man, to your mother now go forth. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. once a leper, the outcast of his day. Every time he came around, the folks said, go away. Well, Jesus had compassion on the one the world ignored. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. You believe that? There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Well, being in his presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. Well, to a home on God's celestial shore, said I'll fly away. Oh, when I fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, said sick and broken, my faith was growing thin. I drugged myself to church that night, I had to get to him. The atmosphere was holy and it brought me peace and joy. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. No, there ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Well, being in his presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. And I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. And I feel like traveling on. It's testimony time. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until his blessed face I see, I will feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Touch from the Lord. Being in his presence is its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Oh, one single touch from heaven can turn your life around, can give you new perspective, move you up to higher ground. So when you're in the molly grubs, I'll tell you what to do. Call on the name of Jesus, he'll come and rescue you. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. We'll be in his presence and its own reward. There ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. No, no, there ain't nothing like a touch from the Lord. Oh, yeah. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is song, praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, Oh, what a foretaste, just a little bit of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, a purchase of God, and I'm born of His Spirit, and I'm washed in His blood. That's something to sing about. Oh, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This last verse is very important. Think about what you're saying. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Here's the key. In my Savior, in Him, oh, I'm happy and I'm blessed. And I'm watching and I'm waiting. Where are you looking? I'm looking above. And I'm filled with His goodness. And I'm lost in His love. And this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel so lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus says, my portion, my constant friend is He. Oh, His eye is on the little sparrow, and I know He watches me. Yes, His eye is on sparrow, and I know He watches me. And I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. Yes, I know I'm free. His eyes are, and I know He watches me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, the billows roll. and it's real. Oh, it's real, yes, I know, I know, I know it's real. Praise God, my doubts are settled. Praise God, my doubts are settled. And I know it's real. And I sing it. Sing because I'm free, yes. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me, yes. His eye do a song. Oh, by the way, I didn't give all three of my preacher jokes this morning. My second favorite preacher joke, pastor joke, is about the pastor that people were kind of getting a little concerned about. They ever think you're a little crazy, pastor? Do they ever think you need a vacation or anything? It just came to somebody's knowledge because they just happened to find out by mistake every day the church was just about 50 yards from the railroad track. And every day at 2:38, the pastor would grab his briefcase from his office, take it with him and go out to the railroad track, sit on his briefcase, and the 2:40 train would come by. And he'd just start laughing. Every day he did that. Monday through Friday, when the train came by at 2:40, at 2:38, he'd leave his office, take his briefcase, sit out by the railroad track on his briefcase, and when the train went by at 2:40, he'd just start laughing. Well, so somebody told somebody else, and pretty soon a bunch of people hiding and watching, and sure enough, 2:38, he took his briefcase, he went out to the railroad track, sat on it, 2:40, the train went by. He started laughing. They came out from behind the bushes and everywhere and said, Pastor, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm okay. He said, well, this is a little weird, you know. You come out here and sit on your briefcase and just start laughing when the train comes by. And he said, why do you do that? And he said, it just does my heart good to see something in this town move without me having to push it. We may not get to the other one, but we'll leave it there. I want to do a song that, for all the young people that are still around here today, you probably won't care much about this song, and it's okay. I think you mentioned it again in Sunday school. Good Sunday school class, I said that already a few times. But I try to pay attention. And talking about, you know, when you get a little older, you start singing those songs, Heaven's Getting Sweeter, Looking Sweeter, and all the songs. When you're a kid, it's not so much that you're thinking about those things. Not that you shouldn't, or you should. I'm just saying it just seems to be the way it is. So this song, as I mentioned this morning, I grew up in church. So I've always enjoyed church. In fact, my pastor as a little kid, I didn't have a dad in my life. And my pastor was very special to me. And just so you know, I mean, I trusted him. In fact, and when I say things, don't take it to heart. Just when we were sick as kids, we went to church to get prayer. Okay, I'm just saying. And I remember when I was sick, I couldn't wait to get to Brother Phillips because I knew if he prayed for me, I'd be healed and I could go to Sunday school. I'm just saying, faith is a child. And I knew my pastor could pray the prayer of faith. You said, didn't your mother pray? I said, yeah, we prayed, but I couldn't wait to get to Brother Phillips. And one day, when I was in Sunday school, I remember Brother Phillips teaching us about Jonah and the whale in a sermon. I sat on the front row, and I listened. And that teacher, when she was teaching Jonah, she didn't say the whale. She said Jonah was swallowed by a great fish. Well, I'm about 8 years old and I'm not buying that. Because my pastor said he was swallowed by a whale. Now, I now know, but all I know is I ran out of that class. I ran into the sanctuary where Pastor Phillips was preaching, teaching his class. And I ran to him crying. And I said, you got to help me. That teacher's teaching wrong things. And he took time for me. I was grabbing onto his leg. And he explained it to me. And I went back to class and everything was all right. But I do love my pastors. And but when you grow up in church, things like, you know, other people come in and they don't know the lingo sometimes. Like when you say stand all over the building. Is that not an odd visual for anybody but me? And then they'll say, close your eyes all over the building. And my mother would look at me, don't you dare, because I wanted to just start closing my eyes all over the building, walking around. Just, you know. And the Sunday school superintendent would get up after Sunday school, in between Sunday school and church, and say how many people we had. And then they say, we'd like to recognize the visitors. And I always thought that was weird, because if they're visitors, you wouldn't recognize them. But the reason I mentioned to the young people, one of these days, hopefully, not just this song, but something like this will, if you stay with the Lord. You see, when I was a kid, people would come in out of the streets and, you know, get saved, and it was really great. And I loved their testimony, but I didn't think I had much of one. I felt like I was at a timeshare meeting. As you get older, you kind of, I put this in that category, because like if you came, you know, everybody cheered. But we were just there worshiping the Lord, you know, it wasn't anybody that said anything. It's just like, well, that's a big deal, and we're not a big deal because we've just been here all the time. And I used to think, boy, I better go do something so I have a testimony. And I remember one of the folks talking to me and said, isn't the keeping power of God good? You know, and I wasn't a dummy, so I mean, it kind of, I said, what? You didn't have to go through all that because you stayed with the Lord. Now, I didn't say I was perfect. I had to sit on the altar more than once for talking, Pastor. Can you believe that? It was always the preacher's kid's fault. Amen. Just kidding. So, this song is birthed from the fact that I never thought that I'd be this old. And I'm not the only, I don't need a show of hands. I'm not the only one that ever looked in the mirror and said, who in the world is that? But there's still joy in the journey. And hopefully one day some of you young people say, you know, I've loved worshiping the Lord. I've loved living for Jesus. I lay my head down at night knowing He is Lord. I wake up in the morning knowing He is Lord. And there's still joy in my journey. I hope it ministers to you as it does to me. After all these years, Jesus is still Lord. After all these years, I still believe His holy word. He has proven to be faithful, even when I've fallen short. There's still joy in the journey, after all these years. Who would ever thought I'd be standing here today? When I was but a boy, I never thought I'd reach this age. But God in His mercy has seen fit to give me life. And I just want to praise Him for the breath I breathe tonight. After all these years, Jesus is still Lord. After all these years, I still believe His holy word. He has proven to be faithful, even when I've fallen short. There's still joy in the journey, after all these years. Keep your eye on the Master, never lose sight of the goal. Don't forget the eternal vision is to make heaven your home. All the shiny things around us will grow dark and fade away. But heaven's light is Jesus. Jesus, He grows brighter every day.
After all these years, Jesus is still Lord. After all these years, I still believe His holy word.
He has proven to be faithful, even when I've fallen short. And I don't regret one single day. I don't regret the narrow way. And I don't care what the people say.
After all these years, Jesus is still Lord. After all these years, I still believe His holy word.
He has proven to be faithful, even when I've fallen short. There's still joy in the journey. After all these years, there's still joy in the journey. After all these years. Thank you so much. My wife and I spent quite a bit of time in Australia and New Zealand. And maybe I'm the only one that ever cared about this, but the first thing I had to know, has anybody ever been to Australia? So the first thing I had to know was whether the water went down the drain backwards. Nobody here ever cared about that. That's when I wanted to go, and it did. It goes down counterclockwise instead of clockwise. Now you can go look that up or whatever. Of all the things that I wanted to know, that was the main thing. I don't get out much. But while we were there, we heard a song on the country radio station. And I don't know if you know this or not, but in Oklahoma, you have to do some country music or people will make you leave. You cannot live in Oklahoma and not do a country song. And if you do leave, you have to go to Texas and then you have a fiddle in the band. Thank you, all you Alabama fans. Thank you for that humorous reference. So this song was written by a man named Johnny Chester. We heard it on the radio, and back then we didn't have all the computer stuff, so we found somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that knew that guy that wrote it. And I got to talk to him on the phone, and we got permission to record his song, and it's a ballad. I like a story song. I like something that'll talk to my heart. And if you've ever encountered somebody that said they don't come to church because of a reason, usually they'll say, well, I don't want to go to church because the church is full of... Isn't it funny how people in church know the answer to that question? I usually look at them, I'm not trying to be super spiritual, when I tell them, I say, well, one more won't matter. I had this one guy up in Wisconsin, the pastor told me about, that he used to visit him all the time, and he'd say, you know, really want you to come to church. His family came to church, he didn't come to church. Pretty busy guy, you know, but he didn't, so he'd always tell him, he said, well, you know, why don't you come to church? And he'd tell the pastor, he said, there's just not enough peanut butter. And he said, why do you say that? And he said, it's as good of an excuse as any. He wasn't going to lie to the preacher, so he just said it wasn't enough peanut butter. Well, the pastor went to Sam's and got the biggest thing of peanut butter, you know, the big thing like you use for a youth camp or something, had it sent, delivered to his office. And the guy was in church the next Sunday. Whatever it takes. But sometimes it's just somebody talking to you like this little girl talked to her daddy. And he had to remember, he said, Lord, I'd forgotten just how good you made me feel.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel.
I hadn't been inside a church for many, many years. This life of mine just kept me on the go. But my little daughter asked me if on the next weekend at home I would go with her, for it would please her soul. So at 6 o'clock this morning, I got up and washed the car, put on the only suit and tie I own. She was pretty as a picture as we walked in hand, both knowing that I'd never gone alone.
And Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel. All the worries of my life you make seem so unreal. If you want me back next Sunday,
you got a deal.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel.
That's how you know it's country, Pastor. Steel guitar. We sang up all the old songs I'd forgotten that I knew. Appreciating every single one. And from the smiling congregation that had gathered there for you, it was plain to see the wondrous job you'd done.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel. All the worries of my life you make seem so unreal. If you want me back next Sunday,
you got a deal.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel.
Yeah,
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel. All the worries of my life you make seem so unreal. If you want me back next Sunday,
Lord, you got a deal.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel.
Lord, I've forgotten just how good you made me feel.
Only Jesus paid the price for me. Only His love could set me free. Nobody else could open heaven's door. Just Jesus and nothing more. Just Jesus and nothing more. He knew me before time began. He knew my face. He knew my sin. Considering the cost of His fight to win. It's so amazing that it took me in. Only Jesus paid the price for me. Only His love could set me free. Nobody else could open heaven's door. Just Jesus and nothing more. Just Jesus and nothing more. The power of the cross changed my life. It broke my heart, made me get things right. Because of what the Lord did upon the tree, my sins are gone, I've been made free. Only Jesus paid the price for me. Only His love could set me free. Nobody else could open heaven. Just Jesus and nothing more. Just
Jesus and nothing more. Just Jesus and nothing more. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, and I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, and I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. That's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen this light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Let me feel your presence. Jesus. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Let me feel your presence. Fill me with your power. Come live inside of me. Fill me with your power. Come live inside of me. Fill me with your power. Come live inside of me.
Said, and you probably have too, kind of like when you're in real estate, it's always location, location, location. There's things that you learn, you say, well, that's just a cliche, but they'll tell you it's true. It doesn't matter, I've heard many times, and like I said, I think that you probably know it's true, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. That's how people get things done. Who they know. You could be the smartest man on the planet, but if you don't know the guy that can get the thing that you need, da 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 da, it's who you know. I know Jesus. And I'm not making light of it. We used to have a bumper sticker. We laughed a little bit, but it's true. So it doesn't matter what the question is. Jesus is the answer. I was in a little church it was about the same size as the other church. But it's funny, you say little. When you're up here, sometimes you get yourself, if my wife was here, she'd be counting how many times I said little. And she'd say, because you say, I play my little piano, sing my little song, Christina, you just sing, you know. And I say, no, it's the same size as all the other songs, the piano's about the same. But we just have it. So I'm just saying, it was a church. And the pastor's wife, bless their heart, these piano-playing pastor's wives, incredible. All the things they do, and that. Well, I learned to play piano by the Roy Clark Bidcore Guitar Book. Some of you are not laughing. You're not old enough to remember those things. How many ever bought a Vegematic? I bought the bamboo steamer, the Ginsu knives. I'm an easy mark, I'm telling you. If you stayed up late enough, you could buy the Bidcore Guitar Book. That's how I learned to play piano. Just kidding. But these guys, they really know what they're doing. But if you know Jesus, then you know the right guy that can get the job done. And I was in this church in El Reno, and the pastor's wife, Beverly, is playing the piano, and she's singing this song. And I knew I remembered it slightly. But boy, it just touched my heart, and I want to leave it with you today. And this is a little confession. I don't know if it's good or bad. Confession is good for the soul. But I share it once in a while just because I know I'm not the only person that feels this way. I'm not a good prayer. Now, I pray. I don't think God's too worried about that I'm a good prayer or not. Okay? That's what I know that. But there are folks when pastor or somebody prays or they ask so-and-so to pray and you're just going, I know we shouldn't be listening. I mean, we're listening, but we know it's to God, but sometimes you're going, oh, that's good. Man, if I could just use my words that way. That's, I know it doesn't matter to God, but I'm saying, so I don't say inadequate. I'm not ashamed any time to pray. I'm more of a Jimmy Stewart prayer. Some of you are laughing already because he says, well, Lord. He still sees your heart. And that's what this song was saying to me. And I thought, man, it just solidified something good in my heart that I know Jesus. I love Him. He loves me. It's a relationship. And as we learned again in Sunday school, focus on that. In fact, did anybody besides me ever get in trouble for using a magnifying glass on, you know, in the house? I guess now it's all computerized, but I had a magnifying glass and I burned a hole in the couch. I didn't mean to. I just was having fun with this thing and the light was coming in the window and I burned a hole in the couch. That's the only thing I got in trouble for. But that was one of the things. But I remember that when we sing Magnify the Lord and we talk about, you know, magnify, you know, just give Him praise, and we magnify You, Lord, and we say these things and it sounds so good coming out here. But when you magnify something, what you're magnifying gets bigger and everything else gets smaller. I'm just saying, have ears to hear what God would speak to you today. You don't have to know how to pray. All you have to do is know how to say, Jesus. If you remember this, sing it along with me. If you don't, it's real simple. And I have a friend that just said, if you don't know the words, just say watermelon. It's not singing the words that matters. It's from your heart, from the abundance of your heart. Let your mouth speak to the Lord and say, I love You, Jesus. I need You. And as much as, and I'm just going to throw this in, as much as there is, I'm sitting with people with those smartphones. I'm not against any, don't get me wrong. I mean, but you say something about, well, I wonder what a da-da-da-da-da. I don't even know what they're doing. 2 seconds later, they're going, well, here's the answer to that. At the click of a mouse, just on a cell phone, they can answer the questions because knowledge has increased. But knowledge is not wisdom. And wisdom only comes from God. And if you get where you say, I only need this, then you're going to have a big hole in yourself, in your heart. That's what this song touched my heart. Now again, I hope it touches yours. You don't have to know how to pray. All you have to know how to say is Jesus. Just say Jesus. With a shouted voice or a whispered tone in a crowded room or when you're alone, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus, I love the name of Jesus. Every day the same Jesus. He's a lover of my soul. Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, and I'm forever changed, Jesus. He's a lover of my soul. You don't have to know how to pray. Try it with me. You don't have to know how. All you have to know is how to say. All you have to know how to say is Jesus. Say His name. Just say Jesus. A shouted voice or a whispered tone. With a shouted voice or a whispered tone. In a crowded room, in a crowded room. Or when you're alone, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus, I love the name of Jesus. Every day the same Jesus. He's a lover of my soul. Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. And I'm forever changed. Jesus, He's a lover of my soul. Well, just sing that last part one more time. Jesus, I love the name of Jesus. Every day the same Jesus. He's a lover of my soul. Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus, and I'm forever changed.
change. Jesus, He's a lover of my soul. Jesus, He's a lover of my soul.
If you're able, would you stand and sing, He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all. This afternoon, more than go ahead, give him a hand, but.